All right, your weather forecast today. It says it's going to be sunny. We'll have a high near 56. The head of the National Republican Party says that President-elect Donald Trump was cool and collected as he was watching the events unfold last night with all the election returns.
He was steady the whole night through. He never got over. He wasn't high-fiving and acting. He knew and he understood what it was to be president of the United States.
Chairman Reince Priebus on NBC's Today Show said that Trump told his advisors it was important that he deliver a calm, measured acceptance speech and that he wants to work at becoming a great president for the people. Reports have also circulated that Priebus might be in line to become chief of staff in a Trump presidency, the Kenosha County resident saying there's been no conversation about that. The way that the polls were taken during the presidential election, those are being questioned now seriously because of how inaccurate they were in predicting a Trump victory.
How is it that you capture people who maybe won't talk to pollsters or will fib to pollsters? But you know what really got me? We've plugged hundreds of surveys into our system and over 90% were wrong.
That's University of Virginia Center of Politics Director Larry Sabato telling Fox News that pollsters missed how many people in rural America came to the polls. He says the pollsters were using data from 4 years ago to determine just how rural America was going to vote. A margin of 1,900 votes in residents in the city of Burlington okay an advisory referendum that calls for spending up to $5.4 million to replace a 50-year-old pool beyond repair. The number's unofficial until the canvass, but 3,383 voters in Burlington supported it. 1,466 were against the new pool. It's only advisory, though. The final vote on the pool project will rest with the Burlington Council. They'll meet on the matter December the 6th. The next Racine County District Attorney is going to be longtime Assistant Patricia Hansen. She's the Republican on Tuesday's ballot. She defeated Assistant Kenosha County DA Thomas Binger, the Democrat. The final numbers didn't come in until after midnight. Hansen believing that the voters took into account her years of experience in the DA's office.
I think it's the fact that I have always been here. I know how things work in Racine County. I've been committed to the county for the last 21 years, and I have a vision for the future that I think people agree with, and I'm happy and proud to be able to continue to serve the people of Racine County.
Final unofficial numbers in Racine County showing Hansen getting over 51,000 votes, or about 53%. Binger, about 37,000 votes and 38%. So early next year, Hansen will replace her current boss, DA Rich Schipetti. He's decided against re-election. The DA's office in Racine charging 23-year-old Aurora, Illinois resident Antonio Armstrong with reckless endangerment of safety and fleeing police. WRJN's Janet Hoff reports in a high-speed chase last Sunday afternoon on the interstate, his court appearance delayed until today by some apparent resistance.
A state trooper attempted to stop a vehicle on the interstate in the area of Highway 20, but the driver took off at a high rate of speed. During the pursuit, speeds exceeded 100 miles per hour, and the fleeing vehicle cut off multiple cars. About a half hour later, the driver and the vehicle, which had been reported stolen in Illinois, were located in South Milwaukee. Armstrong was transported to the Racine County Jail, where he allegedly became combative with jail staff and was eventually tased. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Republicans now have 20 seats in the Wisconsin Senate, which expands their majority from the 1814 edge and one open seat that was going into the election yesterday. They needed to win at least four of the eight seats in play for the 17-member majority in the 33-seat chamber. Republicans grew their majority in the assembly as well, getting to 64 seats, with one race, Republican Julian Bradley and Democratic incumbent Steve Doyle in La Crosse, too close to call. Local breakdown of the presidential race showed Racine County voters went 48% for Donald Trump, almost 44% for Hillary Clinton. In Kenosha County, Trump had less than 2,000 more votes than Clinton. In the U.S. Senate race, it was 49-47% in Kenosha County for incumbent Ron Johnson over Russ Feingold. In Racine County, Johnson got over 51% of the vote, Feingold almost 43%. Doesn't happen very often these days, turning down free money. That's apparently what Waukesha County effectively did with some asset forfeiture dollars from a joint operation with the Racine County Metro Drug Unit. It resulted in the Racine County Board having to put the money somewhere.
Waukesha County would not accept the transfer of the funds as they were not, they did not obtain through the federal asset forfeiture proceeding. So as a result, the Sheriff's Office requests permission to move the remaining $8,670 back to the Sheriff's.
That's Supervisor Q.A. Shakur, who chairs the Finance Committee. He and his colleagues unanimously approving the redirection of that rejected $8,600 by Waukesha County into the sheriff's budget. It'll be earmarked toward crime prevention. Christmas Over the Rainbow, featuring a gift market of local artisans and crafters, a silent auction, wine tasting, and a food buffet, all going to be held on Saturday, November the 12th from 7 p.m. till midnight at Uncorked. That's at 240 Main Street in downtown Racine. This is an event that will benefit the LGBT Center of Southeast Wisconsin, which is headquartered in Uptown Racine. Ticket information is available by calling 262-664-4100. Telling reporters that he's had two good conversations with President-elect Donald Trump since his win early this morning, House Speaker Paul Ryan said it's time to move forward on healing the great divisions that still exist across America. Ryan, who easily won his own 10th term yesterday, said, "I think what Donald Trump just pulled off is an enormous political feat."
In that he heard those voices that were out there that other people weren't hearing, and he just earned a mandate, and we now just have that unified Republican government. If you listen to us in the closing days of this campaign, whether it was crisscrossing America or crisscrossing Wisconsin, we were making an appeal to our fellow citizens and to all Republicans to come home and to unify, and we did just that, and that's why I'm excited about where we are.
Speaker Ryan, citing the Marquette poll about the presidential race in Wisconsin, admitted we didn't think it could happen. In her concession speech to supporters in New York City this morning, Hillary Clinton said she congratulated Donald Trump last night and pledged to work with him to unite the country, and she hoped he'll be a successful president.
I've had successes and I've had setbacks, sometimes really painful ones. Many of you are at the beginning of your professional, public, and political careers. You will have successes and setbacks too. This loss hurts, but please never stop believing that fighting for what's right is worth it.
Clinton admitting that it's not the outcome she wanted and is sorry she didn't win for the values that she holds for the country. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, the Racine Common Council meets in Committee of the Whole on the 2017 budget. It's gone through the review process. Now comes the time for any alderman to make a proposed amendment. The Committee of the Whole will either vote on the final spending plan tonight or tomorrow if needed. From there, it goes to the full council for a November 15th final vote on that budget. Special ceremony this week at the Kenosha City Council meeting to honor three veterans of World War II. Alderman Jack Rose chairs the Hometown Heroes Commission, that group choosing service members past and present for recognition. It was a special honor to recognize Army Air Corps veteran Everett Anderson and Navy veterans Edward Maurer and Richard Norlander.
In spite of what many think today, Allied victory in that war was not always a sure thing. Many times, victory hung on it by thread and was finally achieved only through the selfless service of millions of mostly young men from around the world. Tonight, we will name three of them from Kenosha. We single them out because they are ours and because they represent all who served in that terrible war.
Norlander represented by his son, Anderson and Maurer, present for the ceremony. Well, the numbers didn't work out for him in the end, but Assistant Kenosha County District Attorney Thomas Binger says his campaign for Racine County District Attorney offered the voters a lot to consider in Tuesday's election. Binger talking about the county seriously needing, though, to offer more help in dealing with the current heroin overdose epidemic.
We are woefully short of treatment options here in Racine County, and I continually talk to my campaign about how the current leadership, including my opponent, has not come up with any new creative ideas to address this problem. And I thought I had some, and I hope that whoever runs this county from here on out will take those things into account, because we have people dying.
Binger returns to his job in Kenosha, but he says he'll help Racine County if he can as a private citizen resident. Binger losing to Assistant Racine County DA Trish Hansen by a 53-38% margin. The extent of political division in this country, not unprecedented. That according to Carthage professor and syndicated newspaper columnist Art Sir, telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio about the Nixon-Kennedy campaign back in 1960, also what happened in reference to the Great Depression.
During the Great Depression, we were on the verge of a very violent political revolution in this country. I think Roosevelt literally forestalled what could have been a return to the Civil War, a very violent domestic revolution. What's distinctive about our period is we're actually doing extremely well. I think it's a good time for somebody to start quoting FDR from, I think, 36, or his second inaugural, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." That was not true then, but in many ways it is true now.
Professor Sir says Donald Trump's demographic was the ever-growing income gap in America, and the related hostility factor in this country is something that the new president-elect and the Congress will have to deal with going forward. And Clement's Sausage Company, which is based in Milwaukee, is recalling nearly 1,700 pounds of beef and pork products. U.S. Department of Agriculture says it's due to a chance that the products might be contaminated with what is labeled extraneous materials. The recalled food is 1-ounce plastic packages that contain two pieces of snack sticks and a sell-by date of November 16, 2017. The item shipped to distributors in Michigan and Iowa and all across Wisconsin. The Racine City Plan Commission is meeting at 4:15 this afternoon in council chambers, and the agenda includes another try at finalizing a conditional use permit for Planet Fitness and deviations from the exterior sign standards at Regency Mall, the most recent sticking point being the city's flat-out rejection of backer board.
This is all built into a premise on how we're going to deal with signs, and the reason that we do that is because the mall, number one, has had difficulty getting back to us on unified requirement. Number two, every time I budge on you or anybody else, then I've opened the door to everything. And precedent is the word you'll hear from me consistently. Now, I think that we've gone a long way on this. We're not doing the backer board, and they want you to do the size.
Mayor John Dickert at the last Plan Commission meeting telling the Planet Fitness people, keep working with staff, and that's what this afternoon's meeting is about. Also on the agenda, the ordinance affecting the tiny houses for homeless veterans at 1624 Yount Street. A public hearing on a conditional use permit request for a canine rescue and adoption facility at 1535 Laird Avenue. And a public hearing on a conditional use permit request to operate a fitness facility that will offer CrossFit, personal training, and nutrition classes at 1344 Lathrop Avenue. Tonight, the Kenosha County Board has a public hearing at 7 o'clock. It's in the administration building that's west of the courthouse. It's on the proposed budget for next year. The spending plan, as submitted by County Executive Jim Cruiser, calls for a levy increase of 2.8% due to some projects. One, remodeling the public safety building for expansion of the Emergency Operations Center. Another is the purchase of a building to expand the Kenosha Adult Residential Emergency Center. And there are highway projects that are tied into both state and federal funding that need to go forward. Budget discussion and action by the County Board in Kenosha, that will take place at a meeting tomorrow night. Kenosha Unified School District's Department of Fine Arts, in collaboration with the Kenosha Band Boosters and Dave Storino from Hanson's Pool and Spa, going to present the annual Jazz Festival this Saturday night at Indian Trail High School and Academy. There will be student-related activities both Friday afternoon and Saturday morning, festival activities to conclude with a 6:30 p.m. public performance that will feature all the jazz ensembles, plus the KUSD alumni and staff ensemble. Go online for ticket information, kusd.edu/fine arts. President Obama, reacting to Donald Trump's stunning victory, spoke about a smooth transition during comments at the Rose Garden.
8 years ago, President Bush and I had some pretty significant differences. But President Bush's team could not have been more professional or more gracious in making sure we had a smooth transition so that we could hit the ground running.
The president said he invited President-elect Trump to the White House tomorrow. A jubilant crowd attended the Racine County GOP victory party at the Charcoal Grill restaurant last night as Donald Trump was projected the winner in various states. Party chair Lisa Bell said she was somewhat surprised by Trump's strength in the election results, but she also said it was a grassroots effort that really gave him the upset win in Wisconsin.
I will tell you, there so many of the people that I talk to in the office, they're just so tired of the status quo in Washington. And I think there really was a silent majority that was out there that people hadn't accounted for, and that came out and obviously voted for Trump.
Trump got 49% of the vote in Wisconsin to Hillary Clinton's 46%. The state not called until about 2 o'clock this morning. And the city of Burlington residents, they approved that advisory referendum that calls for spending up to $5.4 million to build a new pool. Now it's going to be up to the Common Council. That meeting will be taking place on December the 6th. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.